The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
On the eve of Passover, our college campuses are overflowing with violent, angry Jew hatred.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, this is not just a political protest on a college campus and people saying, you know, we're having some problems with the way Israel is executing its war on Hamas and Gaza. We'd like to see a little restraint. No, this is all-out Jew hatred. This is the demonization of Israel. This is calling for the death of Jews on our college campuses right here in America. Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire. You better believe we are here to sound the alarm, as it is our goal to infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong on the front lines. That means being equipped. That means being engaged. That means being empowered. That means being informed. If I'm going to be a voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity, we will call these things out. This rising tide of anti-Semitism has been getting uglier and uglier and uglier over the years. This virulent Jew hatred and delegitimization and demonization of Israel getting more and more intense over the years, and now exploding on our college campuses. Before we play a number of clips for you, we will talk about Passover as well, as we are on the eve of Passover. Here's the number to call to get in the conversation with me, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you believe Israel is committing genocide, call in and make your case. If you believe that Israel is an evil occupier, call in and make your case. If you believe that, yeah, these protests on the campus are wrong and unruly, but modern Israel today has nothing to do with biblical prophecy, call in and make your case, and I promise I will engage you civilly, but I will engage you. Phone lines are open. We're paying for the airtime. You get to call 866-348-7884. Also, be sure that you're not missing the critically important articles and videos we are putting out every single week. Multiple articles, multiple videos every single week having to do with critical issues in the world in which we live, and all free for you. Go to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Click subscribe. You'll get our frontline monthly newsletter that will edify you, bless you, encourage you, strengthen you, everything from a Hebrew word of the month to amazing testimonies. And in addition to that, once a week, we'll give you an update. Here are the latest articles. Here are the latest videos. Let me play a clip for you that just gives you a little bit of a feel of what's happening on some of our Ivy League campuses. I saw headlines on FoxNews.com today, Poison Ivy. We're going to give you specific clips, specific incidences of what's happening that you hear from people involved. But here are just some of the voice and sound of the protesters. Let's listen.
You have a vote.
You have a culture. You believe. All you do is call us.
You have no culture.
Who was here first?
We were here first.
You're here first.
All right, it goes on and it goes on from there. You see, it's hard to make out some of what's being said. You heard the colonizer chant. Columbia University, things are so bad that a campus rabbi urged all Jews to stay home from classes. stay home from class. Yeah, this is an important time of the year. May, right? Coming into the end of the year, end of semester. Stay home from school. It's too dangerous. Yes. Campus rabbi. The president of Columbia said all classes today will be remote by Zoom. You will not have, do not come to campus. Riot police called in to Yale University because of the madness, the uprising there. Columbia University students, this is in Manhattan. Columbia University is in Manhattan, friends. All right, and New York City is the most highly populated Jewish city anywhere in the world. In Manhattan, Columbia University students were chanting, Hamas, make us proud, kill another soldier now. Hamas, make us proud, kill another soldier now. They're chanting, we are all Hamas. They're not just saying, we stand with the Palestinians who are suffering under Israel's attack in Gaza, who are suffering under Israel's occupation of the West Bank, and using rhetoric like that. No, they are saying, we are Hamas, kill another soldier. This is Jew hatred. This is Jew hatred. We have been warning about this. We have been saying it's on campuses for many, many years. We've been quite aware of it. And the universities are responsible. The universities are responsible not just for tolerating much of this rhetoric, but for cultivating much of this rhetoric through their own professors, from their own ideologies, from their own Marxist philosophies, through their own anti-Semitic philosophies. Valid criticism of Israel is not Jew hatred. Valid criticism of the Jewish people is not Jew hatred. This is Jew hatred. This is vile. This is from the pit. And every person of conscience, especially if you call yourself a follower of Jesus, you must speak up to this and denounce it. All right, let's play some clips. Let's start with Columbia University, clip number one.
As tensions and pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia University in New York grow, tonight, a Jewish leader at the university is now urging students to stay away over what's being described as extreme anti-Semitism on campus.
I really do believe that these protests have lost the plot, so to speak, and have really just turned into incitement to violence and Jew hatred.
New York Mayor Eric Adams condemning videos such as this, which he says shows a young woman with a sign pointing to Jewish students stating Al-Qassam's next targets. In a letter obtained by NBC News, Columbia Rabbi Ali Buchler writing to students, it deeply pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. Going on to say, no one should have to endure this level of hatred, let alone at school. Nick Baum says while many of his peers have left, he's chosen to stay.
Your reaction to the letter?
I feel disturbed, but I feel it is completely indicative of the horrible disturbances that Jews on campus have been feeling over the last few days. As a Jew, I no longer feel welcome on campus.
A Columbia University spokesperson tells NBC News in part, we are acting on concerns we are hearing from our Jewish students.
So he has been
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who played a role during a hearing on anti-Semitism at Columbia this week, now calling on University President Manusha Feek to resign. Tonight, the White House weighing in, saying in part, while every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. They have absolutely no place on any college campus or anywhere in the United States of America. Last week, an unauthorized encampment on campus led to more than 100 arrests.
I was one of the students arrested, suspended by the university. All of these students know the risk.
Tonight, an escalating conflict growing more contentious on campus.
By the way, isn't it fascinating that yet another Ivy League president is a female? Now, not saying that females don't have a right to do it, just the disproportionate number of females who are Ivy League president, as we saw in the recent hearings on anti-Semitism, where they could not say that the calls to exterminate the Jews, well, it doesn't really vote. It could be considered hateful. I mean, they couldn't just denounce it. All right, so Manoush Shafiq, she may be super well-equipped in many, many ways. She may be very, very well accomplished, but isn't interesting. It's yet another woman, and also a woman that would be considered a minority, Egyptian-born. All right, so again, she may be very equipped. She may be tremendous. She's a background in economics, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not diminishing her accomplishments, but I'm saying it's fascinating. And it's fascinating that with someone Egyptian-born that you have under their leadership, this level of anti-Semitism, friends, has been growing. There have been leading professors at Columbia for years with blatant, horrific anti-Semitic rhetoric. I was interacting with a student on campus that wanted me to get involved and were trying to help in different ways, and they had to really carefully navigate what they said, how far it went, because of fear if they mentioned anything in any way supporting Israel that it would be considered to be dangerous on campus, and they had to really watch themselves carefully. All right, we got time. Here is another clip from a Columbia University alumnus speaking about what's happened on the past on the campus. Let's listen.
And telling Jewish students today, quote, "It deeply pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved." The White House also speaking on this matter today, saying, quote, "While every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students in the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. They've absolutely no place on any college campus or anywhere in the United States of America." We are joined now by Dr. Sheila Nazarian, an alum of Columbia University. Doctor, I appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you, Natasha, for having me.
What are you monitoring over the last few days, and what are your thoughts on what's happening at your alma mater?
I am so deeply, deeply disappointed. And I do want to point out that this is not just at Columbia University. We are seeing this on many, many college campuses that are being investigated by Congress right now. This is not new either, Natasha. This stuff has been happening on college campuses with the student bodies calling for boycott, divest, and sanctions against the state of Israel through student body votes. Unfortunately, I have been speaking to Columbia University for many, many years about this anti-Semitic undercurrent that has been rising. They did nothing about it. They went ahead and pretended it wasn't there. And they're like, oh, look, but we're doing an exchange program with Israeli students and creating excuse after excuse and allowing these things to foment and gain more power. And with October 7th, you would think there would be empathy for Israel and the innocent civilians that were raped and murdered. But the opposite happened. And look at where we are now.
Exactly. Look at where we are now. This has been building. We have been warning about it on different levels for decades, as have others. And now we see this madness on the campus with students chanting, "We are Hamas," and "Kill another Israeli soldier." This is sick, friends. This is dangerous, and it's spreading.
This is Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita Wellness. Being aware of the dangers of homocysteine is crucial to protecting our health. This natural occurring amino acid that the body creates plays a vital role. But when elevated in excess, it can pose significant risk to our health. One of the dangers of elevated homocysteine is the impact on cardiovascular health. Research has shown that high homocysteine can contribute to heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular conditions. Another risk factor, it has been linked to cognitive decline and neurodegenerative conditions. One of the best ways to manage homocysteine is to supplement with B12, B6, and folate found in Trivita's HCY Guard. In my own wellness journey, I was concerned because of family history. My grandfather passed away at 41 years of age with heart failure. My father was diagnosed with heart disease at 38 years of age. When I was made aware of the dangers of homocysteine, I knew I would find a supplement formula to help manage my own health. It was with that knowledge that HCY Guard was developed at Trivita Wellness. It is a favorite supplement for those wanting to manage homocysteine and promote cardiovascular health.
To order HCY Guard for yourself or someone you care about, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. 1-800-771-5584 or online at TRIVITA. Trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Shout out of appreciation to our co-sponsor, Trivita. Healthy church starts with a healthy you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So Trivita is a great resource, and they're so generous to help us get on more stations and reach more and more people with these urgently important messages. So if you never checked out their products, 100% of your first order, however big it is, 100% is donated right back to the Line of Fire, all of it, every dime of it. So go ahead, take advantage of this, and help us reach more people at the same time. 800-771-5584, that's Trivita's number, or online, trivita.com. Use the code BROWN25. 866-348-7884. I will go to your calls shortly. I do want to talk about the significance of the Passover season. It was Natan Sharansky, so the Russian dissident in prison for many years, who then made his way to Israel and has become a political leader there, that he said there is criticism of Israel that becomes anti-Semitic when it crosses certain lines. There were three D's. When you completely delegitimize Israel, that it has no right to exist as a state, those saying from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free, that's what they're saying. Because you look on your map, and from the river, from the Jordan River, over to the sea, to the Mediterranean Sea, what right now is there from the river to the sea? The nation of Israel. So from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free means no more Israel. Goodbye, Jewish people living in the land, either by expulsion or by extermination or leave on your own choice. Either way, that's what you're saying, no more Israel. So when you delegitimize Israel, that it has no right to be there, when you hear these campus protesters saying, all you do is colonize, remember, this is the Marxist paradigm. This is what children are even being taught at young ages in schools, that you have the oppressor classes and the oppressed. You have the colonizer and the colonized. Who are the colonizers, the oppressors? Well, ultimately, white males, all right? European descent, white males. So those are the colonizers and the oppressors in America. Others are the oppressed class. So these generalizations are terribly destructive. Now you go over to Israel. Well, Israel founded by whom? Forget the Jews that have lived in the land through all the centuries. Forget the Middle Eastern Jews that have lived in that region for 3,000 plus years, almost 4,000 years. Forget them. The descent back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, forget them. It's the ones that came in later from Europe. Oh, and they're white. And so they are the ultimate colonizers. And who did they kick out? The people of color there, the local oppressed peoples, just like America did with genocide against American Indians and with the horrors of the slave trade. So this is what Israel's doing, and there's your equivalent. So they're the colonizers. Therefore, no more Israel. When you delegitimize Israel, when you demonize Israel, when you paint false pictures about the people as a whole, and when you use double standards, these were Sharansky's guidelines, when you use double standards, holding Israel to one standard and others to another standard, that is Jew hatred, that is anti-Semitism, that is invalid criticism of Israel. I want to go to a professor from Columbia. We could go to many other campuses with similar testimony, but listen to what this professor, a Jewish professor, has to say. Last clip I want to play for you about the current riots on campus.
An important topic. This is not just about Columbia. This is every U.S. college. They have said that they are going to bring down Columbia first, and then as a domino effect, we'll have all other universities. But I want to make clear one thing before I talk about my own actions. What we're seeing now at Columbia, and I don't use this word lightly, we're not seeing ideological war. We're not seeing support for terrorism. We are seeing terrorism. Last night, we had at Columbia a protester, one of the protesters in the student mob, holding a sign calling the El Qassam Brigade, the Hamas military wing, to kill Jewish students with an arrow pointing at the Jewish students that were standing there, right? We are seeing Hamas on campus, and this makes President Minou Shafik a Hamas supporter. Every minute that she does not let in the NYPD, because she's not letting them in. That's why you see the NYPD outside and the terrorists inside. We've had the leader of the domestic terrorist organization within our lifetime. They had a wedding for her yesterday inside. She snuck in. You see the video you're showing right now? There is a suspended student, the one with the bullhorn. That's a suspended. They've been suspended for 2.5 weeks. They're a radical organizer that brought in a PFLP terrorist to campus. They're supposed to be suspended from campus. President Minou Shafik supports Hamas. President Minou Shafik supports Islamic Jihad, because every minute that she doesn't let the NYPD clear out these terrorists from campus, she's a terrorist supporter. And I stand by my word.
That was Professor Shai Davidi. You say that's extraordinary rhetoric. Friends, what is happening on the campuses is extraordinary. While the blood is still congealing on the walls, and while victims are still being identified because they're burned beyond recognition, in the immediate aftermath of the October 7th massacre, and yes, I saw the footage put together by the IDF from the body cams of the Hamas terrorists, and from the CCTV and the cell phones of the victims, and just the nauseating footage and the babies slaughtered, children in their own beds, and they're in their colorful little PJs now coated with blood as the bodies are still being identified. 31 student groups at Harvard, 31 put out a statement, joint statement, saying that the massacre is the responsibility of Israel alone. And remember, a major national survey done indicated that 51% of Gen Z respondents said that Israel should be ended and given over to Hamas. There was a majority that supported Hamas, not just saying we stand with Palestinian civilians who've been killed, we stand with their families, not just saying we believe that Israel is going too far in its retaliation, not just saying that Israel needs to get in much more humanitarian aid, not just saying that we need to hold Israel accountable for when they step over, not just saying those things, which we can all discuss and we agree, as I've said endlessly, that the blood of a Palestinian child is just as precious in God's sight as the blood of an Israeli child, and that God grieves over the death of innocent civilians, whether they're Palestinian, Jewish, Israeli, etc. And that should be our value as followers of Jesus as well. They're not saying that. They're saying they stood with Hamas. And remember, within days of the massacre, before Israel had even barely lifted a finger to begin to wage war on Hamas terrorists, that Muslims demonstrating at the Sydney Opera House were chanting, "Gas the Jews." Friends, this is happening on our watch. This is happening in front of our eyes. This is not Nazi Germany where we can say, well, if I had been alive back then, I would have been like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I would have been bold. If I had lived in those days, I would have been like the Corey Ten Boom family, and we would have rescued Jews and brought them into our own home at the cost of our lives. Oh, right. When we're afraid to post up on Facebook or Instagram or put out a video because we may be unfriended because of it. When we're afraid to speak up on our own campus for fear of anti-Semitic protests, when you're afraid as a pastor to speak up in your own church because there may be a Palestinian family that gets angry with you, to my shock, I was informed by a colleague of mine just a few days ago, lives in Brooklyn, that almost none of the major churches in New York City made a major statement of sympathy and standing with the people of Israel after the October 7th massacre, after the greatest shedding of Jewish blood in any day since the Holocaust. Almost none of the major churches of the cities made statements. Was it too controversial? Was there fear that there'd be blowback? Or you'd appear too political? Is that it? Hey friends, Michael Brown here. My delight to serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. We are living in such urgent times today, friends, that all of us are in the line of fire. There's a target on your back. There's a target on my back. If you simply seek to live by biblical values or just conservative moral values, you could be canceled. You could be cast out. You could be put down. You could be silenced. I'm here to say, friends, that I am not about to be silenced, and I don't believe you are either. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It is time for us to push back in Jesus' name. Not fighting the way the world fights. No, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love, overcoming the flesh with the power of the Spirit, overcoming lies with truth. And that's what we're here to do on the Line of Fire broadcast. And friends, it's not just a broadcast. It is a movement of people around the world. God's people standing up saying enough is enough and saying, Lord, here we are. Send us, use us. I want to urge you today to join our support team because we are on the front lines together. And we are literally touching people around the world, in America, in the nations, in Israel. And together with your help, we're going to amplify this voice and spread this movement around the globe. So I encourage you, go right now to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Click donate, monthly support. Thelineoffire.org, click donate, monthly support. When you do, you become a torchbearer. We immediately send you two great life-changing books. We immediately give you access to many classes I've taught. Others have to pay to take those. You get them for free. Exclusive video audio content, a new audio message every month, an insider prayer newsletter, 15% discount on our online bookstore, so much more. Join our support team today. Go to thelineoffire.org. Donate monthly support.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us. Some Jewish families in other parts of the world have already begun Passover celebration with Seder this evening. Others will begin later in the day. As I'm speaking right now, it is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, 3:30 in the afternoon. So a few hours from now, East Coast, Jewish families will begin celebrating the Passover Seder. And this is a time when Jews will remember the deliverance from Egypt, when Messianic Jews will remember the deliverance from Egypt and deliverance, the larger deliverance from sin through the cross. It is a time of remembering the faithfulness of God. It is a time of remembering that our enemies have tried to take us out before and that God has delivered. And it is a reminder that God's calling on the Jewish people remains. We are not automatically saved by being Jews. There's salvation only through the blood of Jesus, only through what Yeshua the Messiah did for Jew or Gentile. And in the Lord, there is no superiority. There is no caste system. There's no class system. There is one people in the Lord, born again, redeemed. And in that sense, neither Jew nor Gentile, neither male nor female, neither slave nor free, we are one in him. At the same time, God's purposes for Israel and the Jewish people remain. At the same time, Paul emphasized that those who were then enemies of the gospel were still loved by God because of the fathers, because the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. God's purposes for Israel will stand. And the worldwide Jew hatred that continues to rise in the most irrational, despicable, demonic ways is further evidence of God's hand on the Jewish people and God's calling on the Jewish people. All right, you can engage in conversation. I've got a lot more to cover. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We will start over in California with Adrian. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Brown. First of all, I want to say, and I want to greet you in the name of the Lord, and I want to say that and encourage you, like Paul said, to encourage those to kind of paraphrasing at this moment, but to encourage and greet them in the name of the Lord. First of all, I want to do that, and I want to say the things that you're doing and the things that you've been doing are great. They're great, sir. I believe God is using you, and I believe he has his hand upon you. And I just want to say, keep up the fight. Don't give up and keep in it, because us as Christians, we are going through a time right now. And I know that today is going to be Passover. And I do believe, I could be wrong, but the things that I've been seeing and the things that I've been hearing, they're saying that the tenth heifer is getting ready to be, I don't know if slaughtered is the right word, but the tenth heifer is going to be, his blood's going to be spilled. And after that, the third temple is going to be built. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's in God's times. It's in God's time. And to God, God's will be done. What kind of nervous a little bit. But what also I want to say is, us as Christians, there's so much stuff going on in this world right now, and we need to be watchmen on the tower and see what's going on, because our faith and our salvation is through Jesus Christ. And all these things that are happening right now in this world are going to be an accumulation of things for the end, before Jesus comes back and he steps foot once again where all humanity can see him on this earth. And that's going to be a glorious day, because our salvation is in Jesus.
Yes.
And I just want to say to the Christians out there and to the Jewish people that once the tribulation starts and once the enemy declares himself as who he says he's going to be, I don't like to say it. I know what the Bible says. But when the enemy does that and the Jewish people realize that he is the devil, and then they turn to Jesus, that's going to be another glorious day. And we need to pray for our brothers, pray for our sisters, and pray that they find salvation in Jesus, because just hearing some of the things.
Yeah, that's what ultimately matters, sir. And Adrian, thanks for your passion, and thanks for the kind words as well.
Yes.
Those that want to get my take on whether we should pay attention to red heifer or not, does it matter? Go to thelineoffire.org and just type in heifer, H-E-I-F-E-R, heifer. So just type that in, thelineoffire.org, and get my perspective as why people are talking about it a lot, should we care about it or not. But here's the key thing, Adrian. We're in one of those seasons of very intense upheaval, one of those seasons that the hatred of God, the hatred of Jewish people, hatred of the church, these things are becoming more and more evident, more and more manifest, more and more apparent. And at times like this, it's a wake-up call. It's a time to be more vigilant. It's a time to see we really are in a battle. And it's a spiritual battle above all. And this is something that brings home to us the reality of God. Hey, I appreciate you calling in. And again, thanks for your passion. Thanks for your heart. And for emphasizing what matters most is that people come into right relationship with God, Jew and Gentile. But please hear me. Other things matter as well. What matters most is our eternal salvation. But other things matter. That's why we do our best to care for orphans. That's why we do our best to feed the hungry and meet the needs of the poor. That's why you go to work every day so that your family doesn't starve, right? That's why you go to school and get an education so you can be prepared to work in this world. That's why we love our neighbor as ourselves, regardless of the state our neighbor's in. In other words, all these things matter. What matters more than anything is our eternal salvation, but this world matters. So friends, I want to bring this back again. Jesus rebuked religious hypocrites in his day and said to them, you say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have killed the prophets. He said, you build tombs for the prophets. Your fathers killed them, you build their tombs. They said, oh, if we had lived like that, we wouldn't have done it. Oh yeah? You're about to reject the prophet of all prophets. And he said, you testify that you're the sons of those who killed the prophets. Well, the same way, we can talk about, if I lived in Nazi Germany, I would have done this and that. I would have stood up for the Jewish people. And I would have told them, you want to take the Jews, you got to come to me first. Oh, friends, that is easier said than done. That is easier said than done. Okay, I'm Jewish myself, so I would have been targeted. But let's just say I wasn't. Let's just say I was a follower of Jesus, and I was a committed Christian. And I have a choice of kind of laying low and not messing with the system because they haven't come to take me away from my family and torture me to death in a prison camp somewhere, or they haven't come to kill my wife and my kids. And I'm going to pray for the Jews, but the idea that I'm actually going to shelter a Jew and risk my life, risk my kids, that's easier said than done, friends. Can you imagine the fear, the terror? You say, okay, look, I know it's bad, but it won't get even worse. It won't get too bad because it can't get that bad. You're going to rationalize in every different way. To do what Corrie ten Boom and her family did and to die, I mean, her father dies, her sister dies, the family members in prison. She should have died if not for God's miraculous intervention. Because they stood with the Jewish people. Because they said, we will give you a place to hide at the risk of their own lives. Many Bible teachers believe that when you look at Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, Matthew 25, 31 to 46, where Jesus says, I was sick and in prison and you visited me, I was hungry, you cared for me, that when you did it to one of these, the least of my brothers, you did it to me. That a final end time application of that will be how the church treats Israel and the Jewish people at the end of the age, during a time of great need, as Jewish people around the world are persecuted and hated and cast out. That when Christians say, hey, we're going to take you in, we're going to care for you, that is a final application of that prophecy, and you can make a case for it. I don't believe it's the only application, but it is one where you can make a final application from it, or one of the final applications from it. And it is that great testing ground. I am watching now people who hold to different theologies that say Israel today is not connected to biblical prophecy at all. I'm watching some Christians get absolutely unhinged with their criticism of Israel. I'm watching them be influenced by arch anti-Semites and regurgitate some of the same garbage. You have no idea how many comments we need to pull, say, from our YouTube page, or how many people we've had to block on X, Twitter, or I'll just every so often make a post on Facebook just with a quote from the prophets about standing with Israel or praying for Jerusalem. And normally I don't monitor the comments. I don't have time to. I'd love not just to monitor. I'd love to interact with every single comment. I would love to have endless time to interact with every single one of you and go back and forth and debate and thank you for encouraging words and answer questions. But every so often, I'll monitor comments. And no sooner do we post something about Israel, put an Israeli flag up, that you'll see the anti-Semites start coming in. Nasty, negative, destructive, all the Jews deserve to die. Hitler should have done a better job. I mean, the most vile junk. And we just delete and block. I'll do it the same on Twitter, X, post something there, and the ugly flood of anti-Semitic vitriol. And then I'll see those that profess to be Christians every single day, those who profess to be Christians spouting the standard Jew-hating junk. And you get it from every different side, left and right. And you get it from the Black Hebrew Israelites who say people like me aren't really Jews. You get it for the white supremacist hyper-nationalists, hyper-Christian nationalists who say the problem in the world is the Jews. You get it from every angle. Why? Because it's from the devil. It's from the devil. And it's because God chose the Jewish people. If you really love Israel, yes, above all, pray for the salvation of Jewish people because we need Jesus like everybody else. And do not glorify modern Israel as if it is perfect. If you're a friend of Israel, you can criticize Israel. If you stand with Israel, you can say, I stand with you, but I disagree with this, 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 and I disagree strongly here and there. Have at it. It's welcome and it's fair. But when you delegitimize, when you demonize, when you use double standards, when you repeat standard anti-Semitic libels, like we called out a couple of weeks ago on the Elijah list, trash. Anti-Semitic trash peddled by Steve Schultz and Johnny Enlow. And yes, they've been told about it directly, and the video's still up there. When we see garbage like this, we call it out because we know where it's coming from. Will you call it out? Will you stand together? Will you denounce this? Will you teach and preach rightly in your churches so people understand God's eternal purposes for Israel? I certainly hope so. You can't resist.
Are you experiencing fatigue, heart palpitations, or tingling in your hands and feet? These may be signs that you are deficient in vitamin B12, which may increase your risk of serious cardiovascular conditions without you even knowing it. I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health and director of wellness services at Trivita, and I have some exciting news for you. Introducing Trivita's HCY Guard, the breakthrough sublingual B12 natural supplement scientifically formulated to support maximum absorption and support healthy levels of homocysteine. What is homocysteine, you may ask? Well, it's an amino acid that, when elevated, can cause damage to the lining of your arteries, which over time increases your overall risk for a cardiovascular event. Trivita's HCY Guard is highly absorbable because of its sublingual form and because of its methylated form of B12, which enhances its bioavailability, maximizing its crucial role in reducing unhealthy levels of homocysteine. And here's the best part. The B12 and other active ingredients in Trivita's HCY Guard support healthy energy production, brain function, nerve function, and enhancing your overall well-being. So if you're ready to take charge of your heart health and support your body's natural defenses against artery damage, then get your pack of Trivita's HCY Guard today.
To order HCY Guard for yourself or someone you care about, go to Trivita.com, spelled T-R-I-V-I-T-A, and use promo code BROWN25 for 25% off your order. Or call 1-800-771-5584. That's 1-800-771-5584. These statements are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on the Line of Fire. You say, Dr. Brown, why don't you answer the calls from the people that blast you? Why don't you answer the call from your critics? Because they don't call. Because they don't call. I mean, I would say conservatively, when I give an invitation explicitly, inviting those who fundamentally differ with my positions, those that post critical attacking comments, those that blast us on social media, I would say if I did a count, how many times do I give an explicit invitation for them to call in and raise their points and actually do? I'd say it's less than 1% of the time. Could be way under that. You say, well, people work. Oh, so it's only the ones who agree with me that aren't working? Or when we open the phone just for general Bible questions, and if we did that every day, the phones would ring off the hook every single day. They're the ones that have time, right? But the others don't have time? Come on, friends. So you could hide behind your keyboard, especially with some anonymous screen username, and blast away. And if your comments, if they are blatantly anti-Semitic, they will be removed and you will be blocked, by the way. So friendly dialogue, civil differences, Bible interpretation, back and forth, have at it. Dr. Brown, I think you're wrong on every single point. Here's why. Biblically, go for it. Do it all day. Fair enough. But the other junk will get removed. But it's just, if you think, oh, Dr. Brown, you're not giving people a chance. I'm looking at our phone lines. I'm seeing lines ring and others, and nope. Crickets, as far as nobody taking up the opportunity to call in. God willing, next year, that's the only time we get it scheduled, in California, I should be having a major debate with Steve Gregg, who quite actively teaches very strongly against the things I teach. I actually wrote a mini book because many pastors in India, thank you, Lord, thank you, God. I've been to India 29 times. Many pastors in India have been impacted by our teachings and embracing God's purposes for Israel today, and really just reading the Bible on your own. It's a natural conclusion to come to that the promises remain for Israel, and the return of the Jewish people back to the land is connected with biblical prophecy. It's pretty easy to get there just reading the Bible on your own. So I've run into people around the world, even in tribal regions in India, that have been praying for Israel daily for decades just by reading the Bible for themselves. And that's been glorious to see. Different pastors who differed with that from India contacted Steve Gregg and were concerned. So he wrote a mini book, sent it to me graciously, maybe 250 pages. So I guess not a mini book, but 250 pages. And he acknowledged he wasn't dealing with my academic stuff, but just my radio broadcast and seeking to refute it. So God willing, we will have a major debate next year on the subject of biblical prophecy and Israel. Does Israel today relate to biblical prophecy? Have all the promises to Israel already been fulfilled in the Bible? And I took very strong exception to an article where Dr. Gary DeMar bizarrely denied the existence of replacement theology. It's one thing if he said, you know, it's a misnomer and he doesn't hold to that view. It's another thing to call it a hoax when the church has been plagued by this horror and people blatantly, I mean, you even have like the Gab CEO, Andrew Torba, saying, yeah, of course we believe in replacement theology. It's been the teaching of the church through the generations. So he not only denies it, but actually misrepresents my positions. Misrepresents my position. In order to tear him down, has to misrepresent him. So he wrote an article on the hoax of replacement theology. I wrote a response to it, and a colleague sent me two responses that he wrote, a longer one, and the one I think ties him with one of his podcasts. So I got it last night, immediately sat down and wrote a refutation of it, really demolishing his response to my response, just by the plain sense of Scripture. And he claims, Dr. DeMar actually claims, that if you say that the promises to Israel remain, that there are still corporate promises for the nation of Israel, and that the Scripture speaks of a physical return of the Jewish people back to the land, that you are, quote, prophetic Houdini. So in other words, if you take God at his word, Dr. DeMar is saying you're a prophetic Houdini. So I wrote a very, very strong response. And I mean, unfortunately, it gets to the point of leveling personal insults against me. I'm just like Nicodemus that can't see the spiritual. I mean, just think why. Well, if you're on the side of truth, why engage in personal insults? And why create positions that I don't even hold to and then attack me for not bringing them up in my arguments when I don't even hold to them? It exposes the deeply vacuous, unscriptural nature of this. And accusations he brought against me, I'll have to bring against people like Charles Spurgeon and John Owen. I mean, great the Puritans and the Spurgeons of that held to clear teaching of the future, God's future promises for the Jewish people, including the return back to the land. So that article should be up in the next 24 hours as well. I'll fine tune it tonight. So he wrote a lengthy article. I wrote a lengthy response. So we're confronting these errors as best as we can. And the fact that the Jewish people are still here, the fact that after the horrors of the Holocaust, out of the ashes of the Holocaust, the modern state of Israel was born. Friends, what is the sovereign God telling us? What is the sovereign God telling us? I'm not through with Israel. There are purposes for Israel that yet remain. That is what he is saying. Let's go over to Georgia. William, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi. Hey, about a year ago, you had me on because I wrote that book, America in Danger, Left and Right, and you were very gracious. And I want to point out one of those chapters in that book discusses Paul's actions in Acts 13 when he disables the sorcerer. And this has generally not been done by Christians. They say, Jesus.
Just to be clear, Bill, this does tie in with the subject of Israel that we're talking about, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes.
I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
Okay, because it may be time for Christians to go to groups, these mass demonstrations, and do what Paul did and say, in the name of Jesus, I disable you and I confuse you so that you no longer have this hatred. This is a temporary disablement, not very often used in Christian circles, because the critique has been this is only apostolic.
Right. So let me ask you that question, the obvious question. So it's Elymas, yes, the sorcerer. And he rebukes him, and blindness, yeah, comes on him temporarily. He needs someone to lead him around. Sergius Paulus, yeah, is stunned by the teaching of the Lord and the power,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
So obviously, Paul did that by the authority of Jesus, right?
Right.
And there's no other incident, just like that. We have Ananias and Sapphira dropping dead, et cetera.
Yes.
But,
yes,
but that,
okay,
that's unique. The question would be, and look, I believe that miracles in the New Testament were not just for the apostles.
Yeah. Okay.
What would,
okay,
be the answer as to on what basis could that be done spiritually today? What's the
okay? Okay. In a sense, you and I would agree that this Palestinian uprising in NYU, et cetera, has demonic roots, and these,
yes,
people are under a demonic influence of some sort. And here's the kicker. St. Martin of Tours did something very similar. He saw at a distance what a pagan ceremony, and he raised his hand and said, in Jesus' name, stop. And they were all stopped. Now, I don't know how many, half a dozen, two dozen people. So this has consequences further than just one person. If you have a demonic influence group, you can stop it. Now, it hasn't been done before. I did this slightly in my personal life, but never in front of a group. But I think Christians should start to discuss this. The chapter occurs in two of my books. The last one is Battling the Demonic.
I'm just going to jump in, and thank you for calling in, Bill. I just want to jump in and say, can we all agree on this? So he stated what he stated and referred to books where it's written. Can we all agree on the power of prayer? Yes, we can. Okay. What if Christians were on these campuses, marching around these campuses? Can we all agree that we could be saying, Jesus be glorified? Jesus expose the darkness. Jesus expose the satanic roots of this. And Father, by the name of Jesus, we pray for your kingdom to come in power to this campus. I'm just trying to pray something that we could all agree on, right? Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Glorify the name of your son here. Father, in the name of Jesus, may light push back against the darkness. In the name of Jesus, may Satan's works be confused and overcome. Lord, open up eyes, turn hearts, change thinking, deliver people from evil. Remember, Satan takes people captive to do his will. He hates the protesters like he hates the people of Israel. He wants to destroy us all. Let us, at the very least, take an exhortation from our brother. You may agree or disagree with what he just presented in terms of what we can or can't do. Let us take an exhortation from him and get engaged spiritually. This is something we can all do. Let us come against the demonic powers in Jesus' name. Let us pray for people to be delivered and set free. Let us pray for the eyes of Muslim protesters. Let us pray for the eyes of the Jewish community. Let us pray for eyes to be opened. And let us pray for awakening in the hearts and minds of Christians. Awakening for the hearts and minds of Christians around the world to God's eternal purposes for Israel, to Satan's attempt to wipe the Jewish people out, and to the rising tide of anti-Semitism. May the church of today rise up and tell the Jewish community, you are not alone. Yes, we believe salvation comes through Jesus, but as Christians, we are also standing with you in the midst of the hatred because we know it's ultimately coming your way because you have been chosen by God for a purpose. And Chag Sameach. Happy Passover.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.